everybody. Welcome to episode 3 of the Young and Dumb podcast. We made it 3 times.
We committed. Yeah. Oh, hi. By the way,
Beatrice is here.
I didn't say hi.
As always.
You know, I like to show up sometimes.
So, let's start off with a classic.
Yep.
Week rating.
Me first.
You first.
Negative 10 out of 10.
Come on. You were
at it's actually been crazy this week. Okay. It's been wild. Yeah. School is destroying me. It is currently Wednesday. Hopefully by the end, it's a higher rating. But right now, we're struggling. How about you?
I had a week, ladies and gents. Not even in a bad way. Just like, stuff happened. But anyway, I would say overall, though, although much happened, it wasn't all negative. So I think I'm still at around my 6 and 7. I think that's what I've been for the past couple weeks. And yeah, I'm gonna say 6 or 7.
All right, so it's time for our songs of the week. We've decided that we're gonna do, our number of songs is gonna increase. So now that we're on episode 3, we're each gonna contribute 3 songs just so that we can, you know, build up the playlist, since we do have kind of a limited time here on this podcast and we want to create a solid playlist. So I will let Rochelle do her 3 first, since she was very adamant on adding like 1,000 during the week. So
it's just because this week I had 3 and last week I had 2. So it just kind of ended up being like, oh, should we do this every week?
We're going to cap it at 3, I think, just because, you know, if we get to episode 10, we cannot contribute 10 each that week. I mean, we could if we really wanted to, but that's just going to be chaotic. So it's going to be easier to curate like a good playlist, because we are actually taking your songs of the week and adding them to the playlist as well. So if you want to contribute, please follow our podcast.
Our podcast Instagram. It's at Young and Dumb Podcast, Y-O-N-G-E and Dumb Podcast. So for songs of the week, I've gotten back on my emo stuff. So when I was like 13, 14, it's the only thing I used to listen to, like Mayday Parade, Pierce the Veil, Ann Arbor, literally blanking, but you know the type that we all listen to when we're angsty. So once in a while, I'll revisit my playlist that is actually entitled Angsty Teen, and this song that I wasn't a huge fan of when I was younger, but I listened to it recently and now it's just like I can't stop listening to it, is Jersey by Mayday Parade. Great song. My second one is Where Are We Now by Mild Orange. And my final song, this is a Taylor Swift song that I just find every time I think about any one of the people that I've liked in the past, or anytime I find myself in a situation with somebody, I always find myself turning to the song Illicit Affairs by Taylor Swift, because some of the lyrics in that bridge, just go listen to the bridge, I'm not even gonna explain them. But I did kind of want to mention that song because today's topic is about relationships and dating. So Illicit Affairs, if you want to feel kind of sad and kind of just like relate to lyrics, because Taylor has the best lyrics and that's objective, so I won't be taking any questions at this time.
I was actually going to say, when you said that and started explaining it, I was like, very on topic. Mm-hmm. I actually subconsciously kind of chose love songs.
Nice.
Without like, yeah. So yeah, this week's topic is relationships and university and how that ties in all together, and relationships in general, just relationships. But my 3 are Gold by JoJo, which I need to mention that I just bought tickets to see her live and I'm super excited. Ooh. So I had to add JoJo in there. Shout out Nikayla, who is coming with me. My second song is Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr. and Bill Withers, which is my song with my Marky boy, with my boyfriend. And lastly, we have Love by Keisha Cole. It's a classic. We all know and love this song, and I'm happy to be adding them to our playlist. I hope you enjoy.
So, before we get into our main topic, which is relationships and dating, tell us. So Beatrice stupid. Texts me today and she goes, I have a stupid, funny story that I want to tell you on the podcast. So
it's so stupid.
Take it away, girl.
If you need to take it out of the podcast, that's fine.
We'll see.
This is super quick. I've had this dream since first year, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have a life in Toronto. It's gonna be so cool, so fun, so funky, so fresh. I told all my friends that by fourth year, I needed to have like a place that serves food know who I am and be like, hey, it's Beatrice, or hey, the usual, or something like that, right?
Okay.
So during COVID times, I come to campus once a week. Today is that day. And this morning, I order my coffee as I'm getting off the train so that by the time it's ready, I'm at the Starbucks. And so I do this every time I come into campus and I get there and the employee is like, Beatrice, how are you?
No way.
And I was like, no way. I was like, oh my God, my dream is coming true.
That's exciting.
I know. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to tell somebody. And I was like, my dream just came true. No way. They know who I am. Yeah, it's the same employee every time I'm there in the morning. So I guess his shifts align with my time getting there. So I was like, oh my gosh, like I really manifested that. And that's all I have to say.
I really appreciated that story and I'm so happy for you. Yeah. That was worth it. So yeah, we're going to get into relationships in university. I guess basically what's going to happen is we're both going to explain a little bit, not go into too much detail, but explain a little bit of our journeys regarding relationships in university, because we kind of do have quite different situations. And then, yeah, kind of just go on tangents, compare them, and then eventually we'll
end the episode.
No. Eventually we'll also answer some questions that you guys asked us.
So, my situation is that me and my boyfriend started dating in grade 11, and yeah, I mean, right off the bat, the transition from high school to university while being in a relationship is kind of scary. And I remember being very, very emotional about it and scared that it would be something that we could not handle because he goes to a different university and it would be, you know, in high school you see each other every day for a good chunk of your day and the weekends are kind of the only time you don't see each other, but obviously you plan to see each other, so it's like you're seeing each other all the time. And all of a sudden university hits and you aren't together all the time, not always in the same place, and it's really hard to coordinate times to see one another because now you have part-time jobs and you also have assignments and tests to study for and whatever. So it was really difficult at first and we were really anxious about that, and you know, we only wanted what was best for our relationship and wanted it to continue. So that was a big fear of ours, but we are still standing and we are both in fourth year, so we navigated it. And the biggest thing for me was really creating a plan with him and sticking to it so that we wouldn't lose touch in that sense. So what we figured we could do was just meet up every weekend, every Saturday in first year, we would hang out and just do work. And I mean, that kind of is the reality sometimes where you don't really have time to hang out, where you're not doing like the responsibilities you have, but it's still time together and it's still worth it. And if it can't be anything else, you might as well just take the time to do what you have to do together, I guess. And also it just like got easier over time, you know, like you just learn how to manage everything.
So how would you say, like, are you secure in that?
I think you really have to know yourself and know what you're getting yourself into. I knew that it would be really beneficial for me in university to have kind of my rock there. Like I didn't want to go into university totally independently, if that makes sense. Like, it was good that I had that person that grounded me and, like, you know, brought me back, like, to home, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's not everybody's personality, and some people really do kind of thrive off of their independence in university when it comes and are better off being single for a while. And it can be a really tough decision to make that a lot of people do make once you graduate high school. You know, it's like some people have to think about, like, will I be able to be loyal, or will I be mm-hmm. able to be fully happy in a relationship that is going to change so drastically in such a short amount of time? And I think it's just really about the individuals in the relationship and just knowing yourself and how you're going to handle it. And I think I knew I would be okay, and I knew it would actually be helpful to me to still have him mm-hmm. be my boyfriend.
So my experience has been kind of all over the place. I've experienced, you know, being in a relationship. So I started out first year being in a relationship that I had been in for about a year prior to starting university. And I was in it for all of first year and most of second year, probably until I think it was about 3 weeks before everything shut down, actually. So I had 3 weeks of single life in Toronto itself before everything shut down. So I personally think, in my situation, and what I often say to people is, I wouldn't get into a relationship going into university. I think that obviously it depends on the person, like Beatrice and her boyfriend and, you know, my roommate and her boyfriend as well. They've been together since high school and they're completely great. But I'm pretty sure you guys had been dating longer than me and my boyfriend had. And I just think that between high school and university, especially if you're like me and, you know, we were in different provinces, I changed a lot and my views changed a lot and my beliefs changed a lot. And I kind of just realized that it kind of needed to end. So I did experience that. And from my personal opinion, I would say do not get into a relationship into university just because it can get complicated. My breakup was pretty amicable. I still respect the person a lot. So yeah, it was just kind of, you know, stuff changes. Stuff changes so much. And I think that's a huge thing that we have to talk about in terms of relationships in university.
You know what? I just want to say that is such a good point, that the trend, like the personal transition you make in your identity, even from high school to university, and how your personality evolves throughout university is like something you really need to consider. Like, me and Mark are not at all the same people we were when we graduated high school. But, you know, it's like about having that conversation and being like, well, we're growing together and we're changing together. And again, that is not for everybody, and not everybody can handle that. And not everybody changes at the same pace, kind of thing. Basically, a lot of, if you are interested in staying in a relationship into university, it's like you really need to have these uncomfortable conversations and also know yourself and respect the person you're with enough to, you know, end things if need be, if that means it's what's best for both of you.
Right.
Does
yeah.
that make sense?
It does, yeah. And I think that was definitely a huge thing, was I kind of started needing a little bit of independence. But I think in the end, both parties are better off now.
Even though you offer a different perspective, it's not uncommon for people to be in different states, provinces, countries, you know, when you go to university and you're trying to maintain that relationship and it's long distance and you have that experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess I could.
You know what?
Yes.
How was the transition? Because you guys were used to being in a relationship where you could see each other whenever you wanted.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you were in two completely different places and all you had was like FaceTime.
Yeah. So the long distance thing. So we were a year or so of being actually together, and then a year almost, I don't know. Wait, the math isn't adding up here. Probably like a year.
The math isn't mathing.
Another year then of long distance. I mean, FaceTime is the big thing. Always try to use it as much as you can and just schedule in time to do things.
What you said just reminded me of even like my experience in a relationship and what I said before about that transition between seeing each other every day and then not being able to see each other every day. It was such a huge help to literally just have each other on FaceTime while we were working. Even though we weren't together, there's still a sense of we're keeping each other updated on what's going on in life, and we're still together in a certain sense. Obviously it's not the same as being in person, but it still helps tremendously, like way more than you would think. So if anybody out there is struggling with that, I would give that a try.
So just to add on to the whole long distance thing, it definitely was a transition, and it was definitely hard to leave the person back home. And it, thankfully, I think I mentioned in the last episode that my parents are flight attendants, so I was lucky to be able to fly back and forth pretty often as I needed to. But I also found sometimes that I would be, you know, being like, oh, I wish I didn't have to go back to Toronto and all this stuff. And it made me kind of resent Toronto when I should have been enjoying my time here. And yeah, I really never wanted to come back to school, even though, you know, studying media was something that I had always wanted to do. So a lot of factors went into my decision to decide that that was where things needed to end. That relationship ended about 3 weeks before the pandemic started. So I was still sort of like grieving and not really looking into dating and stuff. So my, you know, single life dating experience started over COVID. I was like very against Tinder when I first came out of a relationship, just because I was like, this is stupid. This is for people who can't meet people in real life and have no social skills, which is not true. Eventually I downloaded it, and most of the people that I kind of got to meet in my year and a half back home were from Tinder. So it's kind of hard to give my perspective on university dating since I wasn't in my university town for most of it. So I've been in Toronto for a few months since the whole like being at home and dating. dating in your 20s is interesting.
Ew, the fact that you said we're in our 20s, I don't like that.
It just sounds like we're old when people say that.
It never, like, sits well.
I would say, yeah, I used to always be somebody that if I met someone immediately, I would have very strong feelings about them. And then after the third, fourth, fifth time that the person didn't really have the feelings in the same way that I did and got really hurt, I kind of became someone who didn't really attach feelings to people I was meeting. And this, you know, I would just kind of do whatever. Obviously, I was being respectful of the people that I was seeing, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm going into this to potentially find a partner. It was more just like, hey, we're young. Let's just, you know, hang out and see if we like each other or not. And I didn't attach as much emotion to it as I had in the past, I guess. And it's pretty much the same being back in Toronto now. Obviously, the dating scene here I find is a little bit different. You know, most people back home, to be honest, like, they're living at home or, you know, they haven't really figured out what they want to do in life. And I feel like if you're in Toronto, for the most part, you have some sort of plan, you have some sort of, you know, something established. Not saying that, you know, that's absolutely necessary and whatever, because I'm still figuring it out, you know. But yeah, it's just very different and interesting because I feel like there always is, like, if somebody wants to take you out here, like, they're gonna plan, like, a fancy date. They're not just gonna be like, hey, come over, which, you know, I've been totally okay with in the past, but it's just very different. So still navigating it. I think as the fall has approached, it has made me kind of slowly start wanting potentially a relationship again, which has been interesting because I don't know if it's actually me or if it's the weather, to be honest, because obviously the whole, like, cuffing, the idea of cuffing season. And so, yeah, essentially, I think it is just sort of the fall weather and wanting to do fun seasonal things with another person. But I am still somebody who really is independent, so I'm very happy with, you know, casually seeing people. I'm very secure in a lot of the things that I do. And it took me a while to get here, but I am very okay with the way that I am in relationships. But yeah, basically, I've been all over the map, having a relationship in university, casual dating, and now potentially relationship. Oh, I get in goodness. A relationship for 24 hours challenge.
Me and Rochelle actually have started doing this thing. It hasn't happened too often, but we'll be like, what do you think the primal reason for this is? And I remember Rochelle texted mm-hmm. me, like, mm-hmm. do you think that humans crave, like, a connection and relationship with other people when it's colder because they needed people to keep them warm? And I just think that's so interesting. Yes. And really do think there is a correlation between, you know, our evolution and...
Yeah, maybe people who are, like, in science are like, yes, obviously, yeah. They're stupid. Like, or they're like, no. But, sorry, we are RTA kids, so... Yeah, so, I mean, that is that. I don't know if we have questions for each other.
I just wanted to add something.
Yes, go ahead.
I was thinking about it, and I feel like there's this expectation before actually beginning university that if you're in a relationship, you're gonna have no social life. You just need to stay loyal to this one person. So God forbid you speak to someone of the opposite sex if you're straight. And I just, like, if you are secure enough in your relationship, which I am very grateful that I am, and my boyfriend is as well, like, that's not even a concern. I don't worry about who I'm speaking to and who, like, how do I say this? My main goal and excitement about university was making new friends and long-lasting friendships, and I think Mark knew that, and it wasn't like, he knew he didn't have to worry about, like, mm-hmm. oh, she's talking to a guy, she's friends with this guy. I do think you really need to be in a certain place in your relationship and have a certain level of confidence and trust and loyalty established between the people to know that you're okay to be in a relationship in university. Like, me being in a relationship did not affect my friendships and social life whatsoever. So just know that that's possible. I just feel like there's a huge stigma and expectation around that, and I just, a social life is definitely beyond possible. And you can still make great memories with great people, regardless of your relationship status.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is bringing up a point that I feel like I should just mention. What happened to me in my first year was that there was a lot of parties in my residence, and it's not even that my partner was, you know, they were very encouraging of me to go, you know, and just, like, have fun, but I convinced myself that I couldn't go to parties or that I should avoid parties because there were other guys there. Mm-hmm. So, and it made me kind of end up resenting the fact of being in a relationship. You are kind of making me realize that it almost was something that I sort of put myself through, just, you know, resenting my relationship for not enjoying my first year. But it was something that I put on myself. And obviously, I'm not about to beat myself up for that. But there are some things that I wish that I had done in first year that I didn't, because I thought I couldn't, which, you know, was nobody's fault. But ultimately, yeah, I shouldn't say I discourage relationships in first year. I just discourage, you know, holding yourself back. Obviously not in the way of like, oh, you know, you have to be with all these people in university, you have to experiment. Not that way. But if you're avoiding social situations like I was, then yeah, maybe there's an issue.
That's why I'm so big on, I think it really just depends on who you are as a person and what your goals in university are with regards to your social life. It really just comes down to who you are and what you want in life and what you want out of it and what's going to restrict you. And if your relationship is one of the things that's restricting you from doing what you want to do, that's not a good place to be in. And I like, between both of our perspectives, I just think like the biggest driving message is that, like, just know yourself. Mm-hmm. And know mm-hmm. what you want and do what you need to do.
And that's that on that.
And that's that on that.
So I think we are going to move on to questions, because we have said our piece, I believe. And if you guys have any, I mean, we're
follow-up
not
questions.
Yeah, we're not relationship experts, but we clearly have a wide range of knowledge. So, I mean, send us a DM.
Yeah.
Feel free. We're going to get started on the Instagram questions, which, if you want to ask us a question based on the topic of the week, we post the stories usually the days before we record or the days that we do record, and we'll say what topic we're talking about, and you can ask us anything related to that topic or anything in general. And also feel free to shoot us a DM at any time. But the first question today is, how do you know when you're actually into someone versus when you're just dependent on them for your mental health? Very loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that is a very tough thing to like realize in yourself. You have to be a little bit self-aware. I would say another person, unfortunately, cannot be responsible for your mental health. And obviously they can be there for you, and they should be there for you if there's somebody that cares about you. But at the end of the day, if you're going through something kind of severe or things really aren't going well and you find yourself just constantly needing to turn to this person, and maybe you feel like they're not giving you what you need and it's making you feel worse, and, you know, if you find that your partner is kind of being distant and you're like, why is this? Then yeah, there is a chance that you could have start becoming dependent on them. But I think also just having open conversation with the person you're with. Obviously it's talked about so much, but communication is key. So if one of you feels like the other isn't reciprocating, then maybe the other person's going to be like, yeah, well, I just feel a little bit overwhelmed right now with how much you need to see me, and vice versa. Like, it really comes down to communication. And I guess the question was kind of like, how do you know if you're actually into someone versus dependent on them? There's part of me that is still figuring that out. Like, I don't know if I just love the idea of somebody, and, you know, that influences my mental health in a positive way to imagine myself in a good situation with somebody, or if it's, you know, if I'm actually into them. So still figuring it out. But what I would say is just kind of be self-aware of you, your environment, and your circumstances, and acknowledge that all those come into play. And then you can probably figure out if, you know, it's actually the person or if it's just what you need right now to keep yourself sane.
So, not to be that guy, but I think just the way the question was worded, just like, how do you know? I feel like the second you question yourself in that sense means that you are being dependent on them for your mental health. I mean, obviously this scenario can vary and it depends on your situation, but I do feel like, for lack of a better word, it could be a red flag that you're like, do I actually like this person and do I want to be in a relationship with them? Or are they just benefiting me in the sense that they make me feel better? And ultimately, I feel like it takes just some self-reflection and some reflection on your situation and some time with yourself to really know if you're in it because of the benefits rather than in it because you love the person or anything like that. I really just think it's about getting in tune with yourself and your emotions. And yeah, that's just my perspective. But I know it's like, there's no easy answer, I feel like. It really depends on the situation you're in. So I think there's definitely a distinction between being dependent on someone for your mental health and appreciating their company and like the way they make you feel about life and your outlook, or just like make you forget about things. There's like a very fine line, which is so hard, if that makes sense.
Communication and just know yourself. Self-awareness is definitely a huge thing. Be self-aware just in life in general. It makes you a better person.
Have some conversations with yourself.
Give yourself
at least 30 minutes in a week, you know, to just be like, what are we battling right now? How do I feel about this? How should I deal with this? And what is best for me?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Deep. Damn. So our next and final question, it's not really a question, it's more just talk about balancing schoolwork and spending time with your partner. So, I mean, I guess it could apply to both things, because even casually dating, like, you have to...
I always tell Rochelle I don't know how she does that. I don't know. I can't imagine making time for anybody.
Yeah.
For anybody that is not like...
I mean, yeah, this month has been definitely pretty crazy, but I find casual dating, as many people are probably familiar with, is kind of... A lot of it just happens last minute. You know, you end up with an evening where you're not doing anything, and then you kind of hang out. So that's honestly... how you do it. I would say if you are sort of single and not really looking for a relationship, I would say, and you're probably already doing this, but focus on you first, get your work done, get your self-care done, whatever you have to do, do that first and then go see the people, because especially when it comes to your mental health, actually, I should say that the whole self-care thing, like make sure that you are in an okay space to be seeing someone casually and make sure that you're both on the same page. Obviously, I know that this definitely talked about a lot, but if one of you wants something that the other one doesn't, vice versa, it can not be very good. And even if those desires are expressed, let's say that the person that you're seeing wants a relationship and you don't, but they continue to see you just because, you know, they want your attention and they're hoping that maybe one day you'll change your mind, that's not good for that other person or for you. So just make sure that you know that you're in the right headspace and keep that headspace clear by thinking of yourself first, and, you know, make time when you can make time. That's basically my thing, is listen to yourself. And then if you're casually dating and you meet somebody that you might want to pursue, that just comes with reevaluating, okay, how much time do I feel like this person deserves in my life? Mm-hmm. Because you are most important. So it's how valuable is this person in making you happy? And yeah, go ahead. You probably have an interesting answer.
I don't think it's interesting at all. My best advice would be to, or the thing that's worked best for me, is to set kind of a weekly schedule if you can, whatever works. But for example, this semester, Fridays work for me and my boyfriend, so we see each other every Friday. Sometimes Fridays get busy and we can't, but for the most part, we see each other on Fridays. And it just works out best. We're not overcompensating and getting disappointed because we're planning to see each other 5 times a week and it's just impossible. Instead, we're like, okay, let's start with one day. And if we find out that we can do 2 days a week, we try 2 days a week. And that's never been the case because life is busy, but I think it's a good approach, because it's always like, I look forward to Fridays now because I abandon work for the day after like a certain point and just dedicate that time to really hanging out with him and appreciating his time, because I am at the point where it's like, I love his company regardless, but I do want time with him that is not just us sitting and doing work, and that's just become a priority for me. So every Friday, I don't do work. I don't worry about work. I just hang out with him, and that's that. I remember first year we did Saturdays. That's just what's worked best for me, and I just thought that was a really good approach to it. If you want to see each other more often, just be okay with the fact that you might have to do work together in the same room, and that's okay. And as long as it works and you guys don't get distracted too much and everything gets done, I feel like it's okay. And it's just finding a good balance, I think.
I just want to leave us on this one last note. Just in case anyone's ever feeling unsure or as if they're in a strange situation, I was talking with my best friend recently, and we were basically, I was explained to her, I was like, I think that as we all grow older, I'm realizing, and I hope that everyone else is realizing, that there is no sort of right way to do things. I think every time that, you know, something in someone's relationship is going wrong, like quote unquote wrong, or, you know, they find themselves in a tough situation, whenever there is a situation that you kind of don't feel like, maybe this isn't best for me or this isn't best for this person. Obviously, yes, don't put yourself in a, you know, mentally bad and physically bad situation if you can avoid it. But I just want to say that as I grow older, I have realized, like, nobody is without fault when it comes to relationships. Relationships are so messy and so just hard to navigate. And I can promise you, nobody is doing, like,
a perfect
everything.
Job.
Yeah. Nobody has, you know, never had loyalty issues. Nobody has never had all of this stuff. Essentially, what I'm trying to say is don't beat yourself up too much if you find that, you know, you're in a situation and your heart aches a little bit. Obviously, be kind to yourself and understand that it's not, you know, your fault or another person's fault. Of course, it can be another person's fault or your fault. But I just mean, like, you know, not everybody falls into these perfect situations that we all sort of, I don't want to be like, did we all see on social media? Like, no. But you know what I mean? That, like, not everybody has these perfect relationships. Nobody has a perfect relationship. I just want to say that. But sometimes we think that we have to. So just please know that that is not the case. We all have strange intricacies to our relationships with people, and that's okay. But I think that is where we're going to leave this episode off.
Yes, I think this was a great episode, to be honest.
Yeah. So, if you want to ask us a question next week, you sure can. We will be putting up a question box the day before we film the episode, and we'll be telling you the topic. So, our Instagram handle is at Young and Dumb Podcast, YONGE and Dumb Podcast. And we also will be putting up a story next week for you to submit your songs to us. We did the same this week and we got a few that we will be putting on the podcast. So basically the songs that we don't talk about on the podcast, those are from our lovely listeners that we are so thankful to have. And yeah, Follow us on Instagram, ask us questions, send us your music. That's pretty much the lowdown.
Yes, thank you so much for listening and for giving us your time. I hope this was helpful to anybody who needed it. And we will see you / talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.